Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Taking a live look at Geneva, Switzerland, where President Biden, Russian President Vladimir Putin, they are holding their first face-to-face meeting behind closed doors.
I caught part of President Putin's press conference.
And so we might as well start learning Russian.
The White House press secretary actually said he's been preparing for this moment for 50 years. There's possibly no other U.S. president who has had as much experience interacting with Russia.
You know, I wasn't going to say this at all, but I can't help it. There you go again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
And sadly, what we've seen over the last 4 years, and particularly since our election in 2020, is that we have people within our own country who are doing Putin's work.
Now comes the part where we throw our heads back and laugh. Ready?
Ready!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Have you been following the election in Peru? Probably not. 9 days after a divisive presidential election, Latin America's once admired economic star Peru is grappling with political upheaval as the trailing conservative candidates insist the vote was stolen by socialists and her establishment supporters are demanding a new election. Right-wing candidate Keiko Fujimori, who received 49.9% of the votes against 50.1% for her far-left rival Pedro Castillo, with all the ballots counted, is calling for an audit after alleging grave irregularities. However, international election observers say the vote was transparent and clean. Stop me if you've heard this one before. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
What's the difference between Putin and Biden? Putin's an eighth degree black belt, and Biden's lucky if he remembers he has to put on his belt.
By the way, Joe Biden has apologized for being a wise guy yet again. It's kind of...
Oh, a wise guy, eh? I got a good mind to hand you a ticket.
Oh, yeah? A wise guy, eh?
Wise guy, huh? All right, wise guy.
You think Joe Biden watched a lot of Three Stooges in his youth? He didn't watch them on TV like the rest of us did. He actually watched them in the theater.
This is Charlie Parker. If I went to that summit in Geneva, I would have given Putin what for, introduced him to my fisherman friends, and challenged him to a game of basketball.
Basketball. Oh, I wish I'd have thought of that when it was an appropriate comment. Charlie Parker, every day for 16 months he was on TV, it seemed like, telling people they were going to die if they didn't do what he told them to. And now he has to set up a $1 million lottery to get 30, 40% of the people who won't take the vaccine, who didn't believe a word he said, to take it. And some of the people who took the vaccine, like me, didn't believe a word he said. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating Flag Day and the creation of the Stars and Stripes. We're also saluting Quincy, Massachusetts on their 70th annual Flag Day parade, the longest running parade of its kind in the nation.
Biden will attempt to act highfalutin in his summit with Vladimir Putin. This time the drugs won't save plugs, and of that you can be darn tootin'.
They didn't save him.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, that mass vax million sounds like quite the grift. Question, when he inevitably wins that lottery, will Whitey Bulger have to pay the new millionaire's tax? We're going to be fine.
Did you hear there's a new biography out about the Bulgers? It's a hagiography written and produced and directed by a Northern Ireland resident. Oh, and he's very much enthralled with the Bulgers. And they have a weird picture in it. I guess it's going to be on Discovery. They took, when Whitey's casket came back, did you hear about this, Taylor? When Whitey's casket came back, they had it in the rectory at the church or wherever. And they have Billy. They took a video of Billy saying the Lord's Prayer over his brother's casket. And it's very dimly lit. Very, very strange. They also have a number of interviews with Billy's son, who is Whitey's nephew, who's also named James Bulger. And do they mention that James Bulger used to be in business with Hunter Biden? I don't think they do. I'm going to guess that they don't. I've read two reviews now, and neither one of them mentioned James Bulger's business connections to the Hunter Biden crime family, or the Joe Biden crime family.
In Vladimir Putin's press conference, he denied involvement in the recent cyber attacks in the U.S., but he did announce he purchased one of Hunter's paintings for $500,000.
Yeah. Isn't it strange that the art gallery says they won't release the names of the buyers? I wonder why.
Charlie Parker here. I want you to know that Vax Millions is an example of the highest level of security. Whitey Bulger won't be able to cash a winning ticket here in Massachusetts. Dead people may be able to vote, but they can't cash lottery tickets.
That's what you say. I'll wait till I see the results. I wouldn't be surprised to see him win a low-digit license plate this year, too.
Biden's economy is bad, but imagine if Ted Kennedy had been president. Prices would increase by over 0.08% every day, and landlords would be underwater on their mortgages.
Now they're saying that if you try to rent a car by the summer, the prices are probably going to double because there aren't enough rental cars left. The agencies dumped all their stock last year during the pandemic, and now they can't buy them because there are not enough chips to put in the new cars. So that's going to be the next thing that goes up. That's the bad news. The good news is the price of lumber has now cratered because whatever goes up must come down.
And in this corner, a man who has ruled his country with an iron fist for over 20 years, Vladimir Putin. And in this corner, a man who's not quite sure where he is, Jill Biden's husband.
Running for the Senate. He said last week, this didn't get nearly enough play, as when he said he arrived at the military base in the UK, and he talked about how, as he put it, Jill and I and Joe enjoy visiting with the military. Jill and I and Joe.
There's nothing that Jill and I and Joe enjoy more than spending time with our troops and their families wherever we go in the world.
Last year, he identified himself as Jill Biden. Now, he has become a double person.
Just say it. The proof is in the tapioca.
I know. The proof is in the pudding. That will suffice. You don't need to say the proof is in the pudding in the eating.
He missed a perfect opportunity today saying that. He should have said the proof of the Putin is in the eating.
That's true. But he probably would have screwed that up and made it the proof is in the clute.
Forget Fauci. The highest paid federal employee should be Biden's interpreter.
Yeah, I know. Do they get extra pay, time and a half, holiday pay, combat pay, whatever you want, hazard pay?
Hey, I think Joe Biden met the real corn pop.
Hey, how do you say I just got owned in Russian?
Man, I still think the highlight today was when he referred to Blinken as the foreign minister. The foreign minister. When was the last time you thought that the Secretary of State was the foreign minister?
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I had a great meeting with Clinton. I walked in there and demanded that he release Gary Powers. Clinton stared at me and then offered me some pudding, to which I replied, I like my tapioca like I like my negotiations. Clinton free.
Oh! Good one. Clinton, get it? Get it? Clinton free. Non-GMO.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Let's play one more. Cut six from Biden.
Well, now I can tell you what I was intending to do all along. And that is to discuss and raise the issue of strategic stability and try to set up a mechanism whereby we dealt with it.
Whereby we be dealt with it. Let's set up that strategic mechanism. Okay. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, as long as it's between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the weekdays. Dial 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time. Each weekday, if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear more Chump Line messages, we have a second edition. It's called Chopped Chumps. They're the ones that didn't make the broadcast version just now. Chopped Chumps are posted every weeknight around 7 o'clock. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week celebrating Flag Day and the creation of the Stars and Stripes. We're also saluting Quincy, Massachusetts on their 70th annual Flag Day Parade, the longest running parade of its kind in the nation.
This is Charlie Parker. If I went to that summit in Geneva, I would have given Putin what for, introduced him to my fisherman friends, and challenged him to a game of basketball.
When was the last time Charlie Parker stood up to any politician? And I don't mean saying that Donald Trump is disappointing him and he's very disappointed and he can't express any more disappointment in what Donald Trump's disappointing disappointments have led to. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Mother of mercy. Is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think the big guy will get a cut of Hunter Biden's new painting racket?
Yes, I do.
82% say yes.
He gets a cut of everything. He's the big guy. He's the capo. The capo de tutti frutti. All right. Now, let's have a flashback. This is Biden in October of 2017. And he is reminiscing about his face-to-face meetings with Putin. Cut 25.
And we were in his office alone. And he wanted to show me his magnificent office, and it was. And I had my arms up. I said, it's amazing what capitalism will do. And as I turned, we were coincidentally just about this far apart looking at each other. And I said, and I wasn't being a wise guy. I said, Mr. President, I'm looking in your eyes, and you have no soul. And he looked back at me, and he said, we understand one another.
Okay, he repeated this last March. Was this in the same interview with George Stephanopoulos when he called him a killer? Okay, so he, you know, this is the thing that got him into such trouble, and he had the brain freeze a couple of days ago when he was asked, what are you going to tell him after telling him he was a killer? But this is what he told Clinton operative George Stephanopoulos on Democrat News Network ABC last March, cut 24.
We had a long talk, he and I. I know him relatively well. And the conversation started off, I said, I know you and you know me. If I establish this occurred, then be prepared.
You said you know he doesn't have a soul.
I did say that to him, yes. And his response was, we understand one another. I wasn't being a wise guy. I was alone with him in his office. That's how it came about. It was when President Bush had said, I've looked in his eyes and saw a soul. I said, looked in your eyes, and I don't think you have a soul. And looked back at me and said, we understand each other.
Okay, so he said it three times. So today...
And in both cuts, he said, wise guy. In case you didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that. What did Mo, Larry, and Curly have to say about about that comment?
You lead the way.
Oh, a wise guy, huh?
Oh, yeah? A wise guy, huh?
Wise guys, huh?
Wise guys, huh? So today, Putin was asked about it. And guess what? Do we have that cut?
Years ago, you met President Biden when he was vice president. And he said that he looked at you in the eyes and he saw no soul there. And you said that means that we understand each other. Tell us, what did you see when you looked at him in the eyes? And do you think he's a man you can work with? And tell me, did President Biden invite you to the White House? And if so, did you agree to go there? He did not invite me to the White House, and no invitation of that kind was given. I think... we really have to have the right conditions before we can get to that stage. As far as looking in eyes and finding souls are concerned, well, I actually don't remember that, but this is not the first time I've heard that statement.
There are a lot of things that Joe remembers that nobody else remembers, like, oh, I don't know, being in... thrown into jail in South Africa when he was trying to meet Nelson Mandela.
Seeing FDR on TV in 1929.
Right. Yeah. When he was president, even though he was the governor of New York. There's many things. Being the first black student at Delaware State.
Getting arrested on campus. Almost arrested on campus. Yeah.
Being a Division I football player for the University of Delaware, even though he was going to Delaware State. Many things he doesn't remember.
Being arrested for storming the Senate chambers.
Dougie, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Dougie.
All right, I'm going to try to make it as quick as I can. I smell a rat on this CNN thing, this CNN babe. I think that the whole thing is about CNN. They know they're in the tank. They got no ratings. They did this thing to try and establish some kind of credibility, and they're hoping that we're going to take the bait.
They're going to need a lot more than that. This was the smallest of tiny steps, Dougie, in restoring their credibility. You know, they still employ Jeffrey Toobin. They still employ Chris Cuomo. I mean, that's just for starters. Thanks, thanks for the call, Dougie. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. 508 says, is Sleepy Joe's Secret Service code name Silver Alert? No joke! 857, it's a good thing that the foreign minister was with Biden at that meeting so Dementia Joe didn't give Alaska back to Russia. Yeah, I know. Joining us now is David Horowitz, the best-selling author of many great books, including The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. And David Horowitz, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me, Howie. That was a really pathetic summit, embarrassing beyond belief.
Have you ever gotten the Secretary of State, whoever he might be, confused with the foreign minister, David?
I mean, well, he invented a murder in the Capitol of some Capitol police officer.
He's done
murdered.
That before. Yes, exactly.
He's a stubborn liar. Very, you know, usually a liar tells a big lie, they get caught, and they pretend they never said it. He just repeats it.
Yeah, I know. And, I'm just looking for another. I'll play cut number 9 for David Horowitz.
I caught part of President Putin's press conference.
Well, he didn't, at least he called him President Putin. He didn't call him President Clinton, as he's called him in the past, although he did first say that he was President Trump. So this is what we have now. Hey, David, are you planning to buy some of Hunter Biden's new artwork? You know, they say it's going to go for
$500,000 a pick.
Right, right.
So that now they're doing bribery in broad daylight, where it's a big news story everywhere, except they don't mention the obvious.
Right.
It's so brazen, and you know, and that's because they get away with it.
And his art dealer is a guy who did time in a California prison for assault. How appropriate that he'd be working with the Biden crime family.
Would have been more appropriate if he had gotten a prison sentence for forgery, but whatever.
Yeah. So, you sent me a piece about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the new Democrat order. And this is about critical race theory that's now being inserted into the military.
Yeah, I've printed today in front page a petition to remove Lloyd Austin. General Austin, we have at the top of the military a dedicated America-hating, white-hating leftist who's training our troops in the preposterous, it's insulting 1619 story of our origins, teaching, this is the military command, training our officers by telling them that America is a 400-year nightmare. Of course, America hasn't existed for 400 years, but that never bothers these leftists. Built on racism and slavery. It's a nightmare country. If you're 19 years old and you're contemplating whether it's worth risking your life to defend this country, how is that going to impact your calculation? And why is our military, and everybody he's appointed is the guy he's got in charge of his witch hunt in the military. And by the way, I'm sure your audience is already aware that the most massive witch hunt in American history is being organized by Joe Biden,
caregivers,
the invisible people behind him.
Yeah,
to declare they're going to hunt patriotic extremists as domestic terrorists. I mean, how sinister is that? I mean, it's just open. It's just a fascist campaign to destroy your political opposition and create a one-party state, which is what my book, The Enemy Within, is about.
I'm looking at during Austin's Senate confirmation hearing last January, he vowed to rid the U.S. military of the many, quote, racists and extremists, unquote, that allegedly have infiltrated it. Now, where are they? Where are they? Where are these racists and extremists?
They're in the Democrat Party. We're going to start with the squad.
Yeah. On January 6th, CBS News reported that this was after the so-called insurrection. CBS News reported 50 current or former military members were arrested. Actually, only, I'm reading now from your story, Actually, only one of the 50 was an active duty service member at the time, along with four who were current part-time troops in the Army Reserve or National Guard. And last night, we were talking about it earlier, Tucker Carlson was going on Fox about how many of the people who were referred to in these indictments are unindicted co-conspirators and apparently are agents provocateurs.
Well, it's obvious from the get-go that that was a setup. Trump offered 10,000 National Guardsmen for January 6th to prevent any possible mayhem. And it was rejected, of course, by Pelosi and by the people in charge who are all Democrats. It's a complete setup.
Right. I've compared it to
the Reichstag fire, which is how the Nazis took control of Germany. Hitler was elected, like Biden, in a democratic election. 4 weeks later, the Reichstag, which is their capital, burned. They blamed it on the communists and the liberals, the social democrats, and passed the Reichstag fire decree, which laid the groundwork for the Third Reich by criminalizing their opponents. It's what the Democrats are doing every time they open their mouths these days.
Right. And
treason to question an election. And how un-American is that idea? Not to mention that the Democrats have challenged every Republican victory since 1980. This jerk Jamie Raskin, I mean, these people they're despicable.
We got one close to home here.
He was in the House in January 2017 complaining about the election,
right,
that it was fraudulent.
Jim McGovern, our congressman from Worcester here in Massachusetts, was the same thing.
Oh,
he was with Raskin that day when they were challenging the results that Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton, and he was saying the same thing as Raskin in January. It was treason to question them. How about,
so they don't,
you know,
have memory losses. It's not like they don't remember what they did.
How about the fake news about Donald Trump tear gassed the peaceful protesters, quote unquote, in Lafayette Park, who had been trying to burn down St. John's Church?
They were trying to burn down the White House. I mean, I watched that, and when he walked across the street, I mean, I held my breath that he would not be assassinated. It was a very brave thing he did. They mocked him, and of course they just make it up as they go along.
Right, and now the Inspector General's report has come out from the Interior Department, and it was Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., who tried to keep the lockdown going as long as she could. She was the one whose police department tear gassed them, not any federal law enforcement. And then she went to the Democrat convention, David Horowitz. And she told a big whopper about how it was President Trump who tear gassed the so-called peaceful protesters, who, number one, weren't peaceful protesters, and number two, her police department did it, not Trump's.
Yeah. I have a series going in my magazine on racist mayors, of which she is one. These people, well, I think the appropriate term for them is fascists. This is the way fascists behave, people in a democracy. I mean, look, there are people on the fringes of our political culture who can be this reckless and this malicious and this dangerous. But we're talking about mayors. We're talking about people that Nancy Pelosi puts on the Foreign Affairs Committee and defends.
Right.
This is unprecedented. We've never had a situation like this in our country.
Let's talk about another instance this week. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Michael Gilday. He was before Congress yesterday, and he has apparently ordered that Ibram X. Kendi's book, How to Be an Anti-Racist, should be on the list of books that every U.S. sailor should read.
Kendi is an idiot. Kendi is an idiot, and he's also a stone-cold racist. And that how to be an anti-racist in his book is you have to agree with the left on everything that's a racial issue.
He called Justice Amy Coney Barrett a white colonizer. That's his word, a white colonizer, because she adopted two children from Haiti. And so he was asked about this by a congressman who's in the Navy Reserves, Jim Banks from Indiana. And apparently he wouldn't answer any questions about what was in the book, all these racist statements that in this book that he was recommending. And one GOP source said that Gilday, the admiral there, he was shaking like a leaf as he was being questioned about this.
Good. I think justice is coming. I think retribution is on its way. I mean, they have roused up the American people. They left never knows when to stop, and they've gone many bridges too far here, particularly with the indoctrination of kindergartners, teaching them that the white kindergartners are racists, and that all of them have gender fluidity and can be any gender they want. I think parents are finally paying attention.
Oh, I think so, too. I like the pushback from parents at all the and you know, then most of the school boards and school committees aren't even having open meetings yet. A lot of these people are going on Zoom. And, you know, that's very different than, you know, being backed up by, a cheering group of people behind you. You know, it's tougher. But they're so angry about what their kids are being taught that they're willing to go to the mat like this. And you're right. It's very refreshing to see.
This is the gift that Trump has, the lasting gift he's given, which is he's created the first mass patriotic conservative movement in my lifetime. When I came over into the right and voted for Reagan 40 years ago, I looked around. The first thing I said is, where's the ground army? The left has all these organizations. They're always attacking politicians, calling them names, calling CEOs of big companies names until they get harassed enough that they buy the party line. But on the right, there was nothing. Now, I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of people. It's like Trump gave a speech in
North Carolina,
Butler, Pennsylvania. Oh. Yeah. To 50,000 people.
I know.
Butler has a population of 1,240, and it was a very cold night that he gave the speech.
I know.
On.
And then Trump lost the state after 200,000 more votes were cast than there were registered voters in Pennsylvania. Yeah. But the mainstream media says nothing to see here.
If you believe that Joe Biden got 16 million more votes than Barack Obama at his height, I got a bridge to sell you.
All right. David Horowitz, your newest book is The Enemy Within, How a Totalitarian Movement is Destroying America. All of David's books are great. I loved his book about the Kennedys a few years back. Thanks for being with us, David Horowitz. The reviews are in for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, simple to use and easy to install. Just plug them in. Have three dogs and bought three. Love the change, unquote. We've been talking for weeks now about the thunderstorm helping with allergies, but like many users say, it's also great for odors. Another satisfied customer says, my basement had a dank smell to it. Within 20 minutes of using the thunderstorm, the smell was gone. If you like fresh air, you need the thunderstorm air purifier. It's so small, you can hold it in the palm of your hands like I'm doing now on YouTube. It doesn't take up any floor space. The AC may be on now, and that means doors are closed. But when doors are closed, odors are more noticeable. When you are cooking, you may not like the lingering fish or garlic or cabbage smell, but that's no problem for the thunderstorm. Order today and order more than one, because you are going to want more. Another owner said, this is the second time I've ordered the thunderstorm, and I now have five. My house, including my basement, has never smelled so fresh. Love them. You will too. Order the thunderstorm today at EdenPure.com. Click on the Howie banner and put in code word Howie10. That problem room will never be a problem again. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
You want to hear Hillary Clinton spreading the lie again about 2016? The lie she paid for using multiple cutouts, a law firm, a Democrat dirty tricks operative, then funneling money to a fruitcake who's not even an American citizen. She's comparing Biden to Trump today on Morning Joe, Cut 18.
You know, his long history with foreign relations, his 8 years as vice president, seeing what worked, what didn't work, watching the disaster of the Trump presidency in basically giving a green light to Putin to do whatever he wanted once he helped elect Trump, of course. I think you'll see a much different approach.
No lie too big. Just keep saying it over and over and over again, just like the insurrectionist murdered the police officer on January 6th. Just keep saying it over and over again. The fact checkers will never come after you. Doesn't matter. Okay, this is John Brennan, the former communist voting boss of the CIA, Democrat operative and admitted perjurer to Congress, lied under oath and has admitted it. But, you know, here's his take on pre today's summit, cut 15.
But when Vladimir Putin would look at Donald Trump, he knew that Donald Trump didn't understand these issues at all. But Joe Biden, who has seen the evolution of them over the years, Vladimir Putin realizes that Joe Biden is deeply knowledgeable about these issues and can talk substantively in a way that Donald Trump never could.
Deeply knowledgeable. Are those two words that come to your mind when you think of Joe Biden in his current state? Deeply knowledgeable. How about these two words?
I don't know, to be clear.
Well, those are words that come out of Joe's own mouth, but how about talk substantively? Talk substantively. That's Joe, all right. 844-500-4242. That's that's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. This is the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Becerra from California, Xavier Becerra, or Xavier. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Javier Becerra. And here he is. He's being asked about the new budget for Health and Human Services, where they refer to mothers as birthing people. 31.
We want people to understand that when we talk about a program, it refers to everybody. And if you prefer to be referred to as a birthing individual, so be it. We're not harming anybody.
Yeah, but a birthing person is a mother. What is wrong with the word mother? It's one of the probably oldest nouns there is in the English language and any other.
How dare you?
Language. Mother. Mother of God. Is this the end of Rico? A famous line from the 1930s movies. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.